The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Difference for me. I've seen that ad.
Well, welcome aboard, everybody. This is David on 97.1 FM for Thursday's live radio hour. How about that? On broadcasting live, hopefully anyway, on KSPT, KBFI, and streaming all the time on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So again, thanks for joining us. Before we get too far into the show, I was just thinking about Memorial Day a little bit and the flags, the services. And Sandpoint does a pretty good job of that. Bonner's Ferry actually has a parade still, and Sandpoint doesn't anymore. I know it used to have one way back in the days, but I was thinking of my father, my grandfathers, both grandfathers, and numerous other relatives who served and died while defending our country. And so many years ago, I was actually a chaperone for a group of eighth graders that went back to New York and D.C. For spring break. It was a tradition that Frank Cafferty started way back when, and I was lucky enough to get pulled into it. My son Austin was an eighth grader a few years ago, many years ago, I guess now, and part of the trip was to Arlington National Cemetery. We had a bus driver who was also a tour guide who pulled into the parking lot. It was one of our first stops on the trip, and kind of checked out the parents and checked out the kids and singled me out. He said, can I talk to you, Mr. Keys, for a second? I said, well, sure. He says, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is you're going to be here for the Tomb of the Unknown, you know, the ceremony they always have. And the good news for you is if you can get back to where the Marines are, you have a chance to be a part of this ceremony. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really cool. So I didn't tell anybody in our group. And Dr. Lewis was there, and we had a whole bunch of parents and all that. So I handed off my camera, and I said, I'll see you guys a little bit later. So I was scurried away and got there. And I met a Marine who was probably, I don't know, out of central casting. He was 6'3", all muscles, a handsome dude, serious but, you know, real approachable. And they wanted me to turn around my Daily Bee vest that I had on because he didn't want anything showing that would show an emblem in this. So he gave me some pretty short instructions, and then all of a sudden he said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to put the wreath on the Tomb of the Unknowns, which I thought, whoa, that was pretty heady at that point for sure. So nobody in our group knew that was going to happen. And so the loudspeaker announced me representing Sandpoint Middle School. And so I walked down with this, again, this Marine Corps guy who's just, again, the epitome of who you want representing us for sure and defending us and representing Sandpoint Middle School. So I still remember all the kids looking back and, my son going, oh, my gosh, Dad, what did you do type of thing. And but I remembered my relatives and my the seriousness of that Marine that led me to that moment as I put the wreath down and stopped for a second for a moment of reflection. It was a serious moment and something I'll always cherish. And I thought about that moment as I was working with a retired Marine pilot on Monday, putting out the flags around Sandpoint. So I just wanted to think about that for a bit and reflect on how important, first of all, remembering those who served is, how important that is, but also the fact there are people still out there defending our country all the time. And Memorial Day for me was just a good reminder of all that. So with that, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have Janice from the Sandpoint Lions is coming by to talk about the 4th of July and all sorts of fun things going on there. And then we have Greg Jackson from Insight Restoration, who will be here to talk about an idea for an aquatic center out in Pondre. And they're starting to build some support for that and letting people know about that. And last but not least, for sure, our friend Max Oswald, who is the Daily Beast sports editor. He'll be here to talk about wrapping up the sports spring sports season. And we'll talk about, I'm sure, some other things that come up as well. He's just a great interview. He always is. So I think what we'll do, Tag, we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back. We'll grab our favorite lion, Janice.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry a large inventory of truck and heavy equipment parts, and their ASE and Master ASE certified technicians specialize in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Pondere, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, and Fridays until 6, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Better Together Animal Alliance is thinking spring. And what better way to do some spring cleaning than have Better Together Animal Alliance pick up your gently used furniture? Schedule your furniture pickup today and just enjoy the season. Spring clothing is also coming in daily at the BTAA Thrift Store located on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, or visit them online at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We've expanded our team and can now offer same-day appointments for most of our maintenance items, including oil changes, fuel filters, tire rotation. Conventional oil changes start at $39.95, synthetic oil changes start at $79.95, and diesel oil changes starting at $99.95. This month, we are also offering AC system recharges for $149 plus Freon. Call today to schedule an appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. And as promised, my first guest is the Queen of the Lions Club. Can I call you that? Is that okay, Janice?
Sure.
Well, Janice, I want to welcome you to our radio show today. And it's not like you have a whole lot going on anyway, but we thought we'd bring you in just to kind of fill up some airspace, right? There's nothing going on?
Oh, nothing. We're bored. Twiddling our thumbs.
The 4th of July is like 2 months away.
Oh, so. That's forever. Not even in my radar. If you could see me roll my eyes.
Good. Okay. It doesn't work much for radio, but it worked for me. It really did. So you've got that going on. You've got a poker night thing going on.
We've got all sorts of stuff. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 to 4, we're having our first fundraiser yard sale. We have taken this over from the Angels over Sandpoint.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they came and donated all of the stuff because they decided not to do a fundraiser anymore for the yard sale. So we inherited it. We're pretty excited, too. Yeah. The den is full of lots of treasures. Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine.
Well, Walmart's doing their huge remodel, and they have blessed us with a grant. So we will be at Walmart on Saturday morning receiving a giant check from Walmart.
Very cool.
And they donated all of their employee lockers. So we have all of these cool banks of lockers.
Right.
So come see us at the yard sale if you want a locker.
Boy. So are they individual or are they groups?
They're groups of three tiers with like four lockers in each one. So they're pretty awesome.
And do they have the smiley little sticker on them too?
Oh, they've got stickers all over them.
And what time is that?
From 9 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
At the Lions Den.
Yes.
Of course
at 609 South Ella Avenue.
You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Pretty
right
close
by
to the
train
museum. Oh, there you go.
That's right by the train car.
That's really good. So the little thing called the 4th of July coming up, that's all Lions all the time.
Teeny celebration.
Yeah.
I believe we have approximately 15 parade entries already. So people seek us out and have figured out that we have a fabulous application system online on our website. So all you have to do is go on to the Sandpoint Lions at our Wix site and fill out the application, and it gets you a spot in the parade.
And then you write a check and you drop the check off?
Is you can either there? Do that, or you can pay with a credit card link.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We go through Zephy, so
they're
a fabulous platform.
We'll be there again, too. We're looking forward to it.
And one more little plug this weekend, if you like brownies, Jess Wick is going to have her trailer with her home-baked goods. They are delicious.
At the yard sale?
At the yard sale.
In the same parking lot?
Same parking lot. Yeah. You can come get a brownie, and then that builds your energy so you can shop through the yard sale.
Pace yourself. That's right.
Yes. And then, let's see, this third week of June, we will be setting up our annual fireworks booth in the Safeway parking lot.
Okay.
And I will be there every day selling raffle tickets and fireworks.
Right.
So if you haven't got a chance to get a raffle ticket, because we are raffling off a $5,000 shopping spree to anywhere in Bonner County.
Good.
So you want to go shopping, and we follow you around with the checkbook and pay the bill until you hit $5,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
Yes.
Okay. And
it was pretty successful, so we're going to try that one again.
And was the local person that won last time?
Yeah, her name was Giselle, and she was so excited. She went into North 40 and blew it all. In like 10 minutes.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty easy to do.
That's a great one. And of course, they can spend it wherever they want.
Anywhere you want.
Right. But
go to Woods Meats, buy a half a cow, and then run to Home Depot and buy a freezer.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Or fill your gas tank once.
And there's one grand prize?
Yes. One grand prize, the $5,000. And then the second place prize is $1,000 cash.
Wow.
Then
we
don't have to follow you around. You could just spend that wherever you want.
And you draw that the night of the fireworks?
Yes.
Right before the fireworks?
Right before the fireworks show at City Beach.
Yeah.
We're going to have a beer garden on City Beach. And so you'll see a big red, white, and blue tent.
Wow.
And the Lions Club will be there slinging beers.
Is that the first time?
Yes.
How does that work? How did you get
went and got a beer and wine license, and since Trinity was closing, we figured now would be the time to open that up and help serve the public.
Okay. Yeah. You heard it here first. Well, very good. So the parade has been around for how long?
It been 73 years?
Wow. And you missed the 1 year for COVID.
We did.
At least the Lions part
of
it.
Yes, but Ron Korn, bless his heart, picked it up and did the parade, which we were very grateful for.
Yeah.
And ever since then, and it's kind of funny. This year, we were like, what is our theme going to be? Look into the future.
Oh.
And so, of course, our Grand Marshal would be Dale Kohlfeldt.
Oh, good.
Because, you need a funeral director. Yeah,
nothing more future-looking than a coroner. But okay.
Yeah, and he promised he will be there, so
excited. That's awesome, He's a great Rotarian, too, and that's awesome.
He's an amazing supporter of this community.
The family's given so much back over the years, too. Well, good choice for that,
they really have.
And so the number of entries, how many are there usually?
Usually we have close to 100. This year we're expecting more. It just seems to grow every year, so people love to put on a parade.
So what's the highest, the most you've had?
The most we've had was 103.
100? You'll beat that this year?
I hope so, yes.
Yeah. And it costs how much?
I believe it's $45 registration fee.
Cool. Okay.
And that money goes to help all of our programs between the eyeglasses and hearing aids, the 4th of July fireworks, and we also benefit for the Toys for Tots. So.
Sure. Yeah. So the parade has to be more expensive all the time with flaggers and all that stuff too, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Traffic control goes up every year.
Yeah.
The cost of everything goes up every year.
Right.
The fireworks got us this year.
Really? What's it cost to put the fireworks on?
A little over $25,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
And I remember back in the day, it was Coldwater or somebody kind of helped a bunch with
Lighthouse
it.
Helped quite a bit, yes.
Okay, and they still do?
Not in the last couple years, but they're on the hook. We're coming after you, Lighthouse. So you're in our radar.
You can't say no to a Lion, especially Janice, my goodness. So.
And Justin Dick has been such a huge help this year. So he's helping us kind of with all the working parts and fundraising.
Yeah, well, good. That helps.
You need,
again, somebody pushing along that way for sure.
Definitely.
So the fireworks, you order them how much time in advance, though?
Well, it was really funny. We normally order them a year in advance.
Right.
They called us and said, you realize the tariffs have made it to where people can't order fireworks.
Oh.
And we said, what? And they said, so we need to have you on the books now. And we said, fine, whatever you need. We want to get them. They said, you're lucky because most people that are going to order them after we did, which was back in February,
right,
the price went up astronomically.
So. Right, right. And it's expensive anyway, I guess.
It is.
I mean, is that your biggest expense? Or?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, aside from Toys for Tots, but the community supports Toys for Tots so well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Good.
But unfortunately, the city gets all the credit for the fireworks at 4th of July, so. Well,
that's probably okay.
Yeah. As long as they get the blame, too, right?
And so, yeah. So then you have people can give that day. I've seen the barrels around and all
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Is that a key part of it?
It is. Okay. That's a bulk of our fundraiser comes on the 4th. During the parade, selling those raffle tickets.
Yeah,
so please come out and buy raffle tickets.
And you see everywhere with the red vest
we
all
will,
over.
Yes. So. And we have a really cute red, white, and blue pop-up this year. So we're pretty visible out there.
Good, good, good. And the tickets for the raffle are how much?
They're $5 each or a book of five for 20.
Mm-hmm. So back in the old days, I used to buy them for my companies.
Mm-hmm.
And do people still do that? Do they buy them for their employees?
Yes.
Do people win with those sometimes?
Co-op did. And they bought a bunch for their employees one year. And they won the Ski-Doo, the Wave Runner. And they ended up donating it back to us. They were so generous.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
And didn't Lobsinger win too? Carolyn Lobsinger?
I think Carolyn won
like
one
four-wheelers
year.
Four-wheelers or something.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jenna Barankowski won a four-wheeler also.
Okay.
And she's a local volunteer. She's amazing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So it's almost always the local wins?
You know, we've had somebody from Canada win a couple times, so usually locals, though.
Yeah, very good. So you'll be out in front of Walmart like you always
be
are?
Be in front of Safeway.
The Safeway all the
yes.
time?
Yes. Okay. For the entire season, we're going to be there in the Safeway parking lot.
Just one place?
Tickets. If we can, we'll expand out, but we just don't have enough volunteers. Hint, hint. We need the community to step up and come visit us and see how fun it is to volunteer in this community.
It is. And, you know, we're preaching to the choir between the two of us for sure. And, you know, both the Rotary and Lions, they both do great things in our community.
It's so rewarding, though, especially since you live here and you get to see the immediate results of our volunteerism.
Absolutely. And people, you know, they talk about as you get older, you kind of pull back. And if you've retired and all of a sudden you're not going to school anymore, you're not making those connections. And they say that's a real bad sign because you're so used to being a part of something bigger than you. And then you say, oh, I've done my time. And then you start sleeping in and you start not doing so well for yourself maybe. There's many opportunities here to plug in our community. And again, I'm looking at Janice here and I, you know me, I'm telling everybody about Lions Club as well as Rotary.
And Rotary.
Yeah, and it's important to us. It really is. And we're always looking for members.
Always.
No doubt.
And Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all of them. Yeah, they all do great things.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, humans are social creatures.
Yeah.
We need that social interaction. And it makes you feel more tied to our community the more you get out there and volunteer.
Well, the history of that, too. I mean, I think that parade's been around that long.
Yeah.
And the fireworks,
Well, the
too.
Lions Club started in 1953. So to me, it's like that is a piece of history for
Absolutely.
This town. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I heard a story one time, I think it might have been the JCs back in the day in Coeur d'Alene. And they had a barge, you know, in front of where the resort is now. It was before all that, though. And apparently they got the barge all loaded up. It's really cool. you imagine where this is going to go.
Yeah.
And maybe you heard the story, but All of a sudden, something went awry, and there was a punk or something went down and dropped it into the barge. They all,
and
it's like 5 o'clock before even dark, and it all goes up, and the show's over. Thank you, folks.
Thanks for coming.
Please donate again for us. That would be good.
Yes, premature detonation. Not good.
Not good. So if somebody wanted to find out more about you and the Lions Club, how do they do that?
It's so easy. We're all over Facebook. And we have a fabulous website that our secretaries put together. And I love touting our secretary since she's my daughter, Goldie.
Absolutely.
She's amazing. And she's pretty much running the club for the most part.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I keep trying to talk her into being president because she's so good at it.
And she's too smart to do that.
She is. So. She says, no, I'm behind the scenes. But the second and fourth Mondays of every month at 6 p.m., we have a meeting at 609 South Ella by the train car. And come check us out.
Just stop by, right?
Just stop by and visit.
No pressure.
You'll
see somebody you know probably there.
Probably.
And then you're pulled in.
Yes.
And then you're starting to yard sales and all sorts of stuff. In fact, we've got about a half a minute left. Tell us again about the yard sale.
9 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and some amazing treasures out there. Absolutely amazing.
Well, give me one hint. What's in? Well, the lockers, of course. I think that's pretty cool.
It is. We have a scuba set, a whole tanks and the whole setup. And there's furniture, there's housewares, there's clothing, toys. so many things.
Why would you not show up?
Exactly.
Then? Well, Janice, thank you again for your time. I appreciate it. I really do. It's always fun seeing you. And
it's so good to see you, David.
Good
thank
luck
you.
With everything and all you,
thank
do,
you.
For sure. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be talking to the folks behind PACE, which is the Ponderay Aquatic Center Endowment, talking about a new swimming center out in Ponderay. So we'll see you after the break.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
During National Military Appreciation Month, we at University of Maryland Global Campus say thank you to the service members, veterans, and families who dedicate their lives to our country. We are deeply grateful. For over 75 years, UMGC has proudly served the military community, from installations overseas to the communities you call home. Wherever you serve, we stand with you. Learn more at umgc.edu/thanks. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
This weekend, it's the 11th annual SNEVA Memorial at Mode Stadium, State Line Speedway. Friday, gates open and racing starts at 5 with the early stocks, Nostalgia Modifieds, Midgets, VMRA, over 40 Can-Am Sprints, and the main event, the Freedom Modifieds, all heating up the track. All that action, and it's $2 Dog Night. Saturday, gates open and racing starts at 4 for day 2 of the SNEVA Memorial with the early stocks, Nostalgia Modifieds, VMRA, Midgets, Can-Am Sprints, and the main event, the most ever IWS Sprint cars vying for the checkered flag. 30 are pre-registered, only 22 make the main event. It's the 11th annual SNEVA Memorial this Friday and Saturday at Mode Stadium, State Line Speedway. For tickets, make a pit stop at the website, raceidaho.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV. Yeah.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Not available in all states. Rates vary.
Building a financial safety net for your family can be tough. But with term life insurance through Ethos, you can have peace of mind that they can pay the mortgage and other bills if something happens to you. With coverage in as little as 10 minutes, all online, Ethos finds your best rate across their multiple trusted carriers. Some policies as low as $1 a day billed monthly. And even in uncertain times, your term life insurance rates and payout don't change. Get a free quote at ethos.com/beat. That's ethos.com/beat.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
We're here for a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's Live Radio Hour. Lucky enough today, and well, thank you for joining us too. This is great. I'm glad you're spending time listening to us. If you ever have an idea for a guest, please let me know too. You can find me out on Facebook, David Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S, and just give me some ideas. But it'd be hard to beat the group I've had today so far, so we're doing well. I've got now Greg Jackson, who's coming in to talk about a new idea, and it's called the Ponderay Aquatic Center Endowment. Greg, you might know as the owner of Insight Restoration, so he's busy enough with that. But I must guess anyway that your passion's probably swimming, because I know you do a ton of swimming. So, but I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, again, let's talk about you for a second, about your history on swimming. You've had some success at the high school level for sure and some other stuff. So why don't you tell the listeners about you?
Well, how far back do you want me to go?
Oh, about a minute.
So. I started swimming in Sandpoint when I was in high school, so that's where it starts, and swam all the way through high school, ended up going to college in Oregon, swam there at a D3 program, and came back to Sandpoint in 2008 and started coaching and just helped Mike Brosnahan for 10 years, I believe it was, before I became the head coach. And right. And yeah, now that in the last, shoot, that's 7 years, we've had it's four state titles, 3 girls titles and 1 boys title. So, and this year was really, really fun because boys and girls won at the same time.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. So you had a passion for it and you've been a part of it for a long time. Then see that success is great. So that's really cool. You also own Insight Restoration. Tell us about that a little bit.
So Insight Restoration is a flood, fire, mold type company. So we do, property damage restoration, tree falls on your house or water heater fails and floods your basement. So we come in, clean things up, dry things up, make sure there's, you know, no mold, et cetera. And then we, come in and put it back together. Just, you know, sometimes people want it the way it was. Sometimes people want to do upgrades. So we do a lot of different stuff, you know, We love problem solving.
Right, exactly right. And you belong to that networking group called BNI, and you've been a big member of that for quite a while too.
Yeah, I've been in there for, the company's been in there for, I think it's about 6 years, and I've been there most of that, about five and a half. Yeah. It's a great group. Lots of people in there, and you just, everybody talks about their business and sends business back and forth, and it's been a great networking tool, and but some good friends in there too. I mean, you get to know the people.
You know, and you're a big part of that too. And I've been filling in there for quite a while now and getting to watch the dynamics. And it's a very powerful tool. It truly is to, again, being held accountable, referring people, make sure it's done right. I mean, all that good stuff that you'd hope that all business people would do, but BNI kind of takes it to a different level for sure.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about Pondre Aquatic, this center that you guys are talking about. Tell me where it came from, where is it now, and where do you see it going?
Well, where we're at now is we're ready to be doing what we're doing. Get the word out there, start getting funds coming in, and getting keeping the ball rolling. Actually, we're about a year in.
Oh, okay.
Dr. DiBenedetto is the one that has really spearheaded this, and you know the swimming community in Sandpoint has been in need of a facility for a long time, and so what we've done is we've done a feasibility study, which confirms what we already knew, but North Idaho in general is in need of a facility like what we're planning, and
sure.
And so we determined that excuse me, yes, there is a need, and really what the need is in leisure, right? So my driver is obviously competition and
sure.
And team type facility, but the leisure facility, and so we've definitely made sure to incorporate that portion into what we're trying to put together.
Sure.
But really something that can better serve the aquatic needs in general. I mean, whether it's competitive swimming, being able to tap into synchronized swimming, being able to do scuba lessons year round, being able, you know, offering a safe facility for the Sheriff's Department, Emergency Management Services to train, because we do have that lake, and
sure.
And so not having to wait for it to warm up or train in. I mean, it's always good to train in the lake, because sure. That's where you're going to be doing the work. But being able to especially do that early training and get those emergency services, and then really service the leisure population. I mean, there's other communities that have a leisure pool, with whether that be zero level entry or warmer pool or water park type facility. We've incorporated that into our plan. We want to have, you know, zero depth entry. We want to have a facility that's shallow enough and warm enough for folks that want to walk, do water walking. Mm-hmm. we want to have, you know, a splash pad, a water slide, something for, you know, kids to, you know, my vision is Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, you're full. That's a great place for the kids to go, especially young kids. And even in the wintertime, I mean, you look at some of these other, you know, YMCAs, even in Spokane, that, or the leisure pool at the Croc Center, they're all, mm-hmm. they're always busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the ability to host competitions,
right.
High level competitions. What we're planning would be a facility. I mean, it would rival King County Aquatic Center. It would certainly be larger than the Croc Center. Our hope would be something that would be as good as the Boise YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd be able to host. We figure with the way things grow, don't plan for minimum needs, plan for options.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, what we're planning for would have the capability to host B-level national competitions.
So some people might say, you know, we have the YMCA pool here, and that's kind of, that's where you do all your high school stuff and all that. So this is bigger, more robust, more opportunities, all that good stuff that you've mentioned. Is that the main driver for something like that? Is there?
It is. And, you know, the YMCA, they're put in a tough position, right? You know, you have so many different groups battling for the facility, and, you know, membership obviously is what drives, you know, their ability to provide the pool. And so you got to be mindful of, you know, who's going to have this time spot, who's going to have that time spot, and still keep everyone happy.
Right.
And, you know, I know as part of swimming, because I'm also on the board for the Sandpoint Shark Swim Club as well. You know, there's a demand for more pool time, different pool time. You know, the amount of people, if you look at Facebook probably right now or in the near future,
right.
You have a high demand for swim lessons. You know, that's why, I mean, they do a great job, but I mean, it's, the facility's not big enough.
Got it. So to grow it, you need to have a bigger facility, a new start basically, because they're pretty well locked into what they have. I got that. That makes sense. So how do we go from here? You're getting ideas from people to how much money needs to be raised, and where would this be located?
Well, we have, I can't remember what the term is. I think it's called it's basically a memo. We've been in communication with the city of Ponderay. The hope would be to put the facility at the Field of Dreams.
Right.
You know, they're working on getting the ice rink moved, you know, raising the money and getting a new ice rink out there. Ice rinks, the equipment that cools the ice can work in tandem with the equipment that warms the pool. So try to capitalize on some of that.
Sure.
And then if there's going to be a joint venture there with ice, then you start talking about, well, does there need to be a field house? So our plans include the ice rink and the field house and our concepts, I guess they are, and the swimming facility. And rough numbers, we're probably thinking 50, 60 million for that entire facility. And then the secondary purpose of our organization for the Ponderay Aquatic Center endowment is that endowment. So pools are difficult to cash flow.
Right.
And so making sure that when we set this up, we have an endowment that can perpetuate it. And we're talking probably another 40 million there.
Gotcha. Do you see this as grassroots, or do you see some foundation money coming in? Do you see it coming from the 1% if that comes back in Ponderay? Where does the money come for this?
We think we're going to have to go national. Absolutely. But we need grassroots to get there. Everybody wants to see buy-in from the community. So,
right.
You know, getting something moving forward where maybe we raise that first million and then we start going national and saying, hey, this is real. We have it. We need some help.
And you have a feasibility study backing you up right now, too. So you're just going to see what the local support really is and then start making the calls to Nike and whoever else might be a part of that. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. How can people find out more information?
We have our website. It is pondereaquatics.org. That's a great place. And then, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, maybe chat with us or you know, ask more specific questions than what's available there, we have our email is info@pondereaquatics.org. And so that's a great way to start. Our plans, some of our plans are up there, our conceptuals, and finding out what we're thinking is there.
It starts somewhere, Greg. It really does. So good luck with all that, too. And keep us informed as it rolls through, if you would. We'd like to talk to you again.
Yeah,
about
that'd be great.
Sure. Perfect. Well, again, thanks for your time. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll have Max Oswald from the Bonner County Daily Bee sharing about the spring sports, and it's all wrapped up, and now he's kicking back for a couple months, probably not doing much at all since it's summer and there's no high school sports. But so, Max, we'll talk to you after the break. So stay tuned, and we'll have Max Oswald right after the break.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Kylie and I know there's a lot of great choices for new and pre-owned cars in North Idaho.
And we want Parker Subaru to be your first choice.
Because Parker Subaru has won the coveted Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award every year since we began in 2012.
Not only do we have a great selection of Subarus, we have an award-winning service center.
Because we are committed to keeping you satisfied long after the purchase.
Visit us online at parkersubaru.com or stop by and visit us at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake is open for the season and still hiring happy, hardworking people to join them. Offering competitive pay, easy scheduling, shift meals, and drinks. To apply, visit pearlsonthelake.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
The power of Dell AI with Intel Inside is transforming the world of pro sports. Teams can see curveballs coming with predictive analytics. Coaches can use AI insights to help players improve their shots in real time. And fans can get more out of every winning moment with AI-enhanced replays.
Unbelievable! What a play!
See how Dell Technologies with Intel Inside can power your wins at Dell.com/win.
News Talk
97.1 KSPT KBFI. Well, welcome back, and thank you again for spending some time with us on Thursday. And I hear the rumor that this show is rebroadcast on Saturdays sometimes, and Tag is saying, yes, sir, it is, and a thumbs up. So some night you might hear a Saturday. So if I say something like Janice did about a yard sale Thursday, Friday, Saturday, well, it's probably Saturday for some of you, so maybe you might want to hit it hard. So We have Max Oswald, who's the Daily Beast sports editor here now, and we thought about maybe talking about how spring sports turned out and all that. And a lot of sports in spring, people forget about that, don't they? It's like they think football and then they think basketball and, oh yeah, there's some stuff with track and a few odds and ends, but there's really a lot to cover here, isn't there?
There are a lot. There is a lot. There, you know, this was a really tough season, honestly, for me. Just so much stuff. And,
there you go.
Yeah. You know, it took a bit, out of me, but excited to share a lot of good news with you today.
Good. Well, I guess, you know, you start at the top a little bit. Tennis, of all things,
yeah.
Right? We're kind of a tennis powerhouse anymore. Who knew?
Yeah, you know, Pepper Rickert, 48-0 now to start her high school tennis career over 2 years. That's back-to-back 24-0 seasons. But the kicker really is 48-0. She has never lost a set. So she has won every single match in straight sets. And back-to-back 5A girls singles champion for Sandpoint. And, of course, granddaughter of head coach Ken Anderson.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Sure. No, that's really, really cool. And what a great program to have going on here, too. So you've watched her play. You've watched other tennis mm-hmm. players play. Does she just dominate from serve on? Does she own every shot?
Really every aspect of the game. I've only watched her play a couple times in person myself, but there's really no one that comes close to her in this area. You know, she gets tested by some other five stars, you would call them, or blue chip players. You know, she'll get tested by people from throughout the region and throughout the nation. But you know, she's I believe she's a second ranked player in the entire West Coast.
Wow.
So
wow. In her age group.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so she's also thinking about college now. Again, I think you had mentioned before off air that this is the time for recruiting now.
Yeah, so summer going into junior year is when the colleges can really officially offer you, I guess, start reaching out themselves. But I know a lot have shown interest in her for a long time now,
right.
Probably since freshman year, for sure.
So you see a big school, a powerhouse tennis team picking her up, probably?
Absolutely. Yeah. She could pretty much go anywhere, is what I would say, for a caliber of player like her.
Wonderful. So. And it's been fun to watch her. They always do a pretty good job of getting the word out about her when she's competing on a national level. So she's got the whole town rooting her on, which is kind of cool. So spring, again, come and gone. All these seniors are graduating now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give us an idea of how the spring sports season went for you.
Yeah, you know, track and field was fun to follow. Lots of school records broken, probably about six or seven. And then we had Jetta Tate. She's a junior. She's actually my next-door neighbor. She won the 5A state champion in the championship in the javelin throw. That's the first year it's actually a postseason like officially sanctioned in the postseason in the state of Idaho. So she's a first ever javelin champion at Sandpoint. And she threw 138 feet, 10 inches, which has, of course, improved her own school record by a ton. That throw actually ranks 40th in the nation currently.
Wow.
So pretty cool tidbit there. We also had another state champion, Maverick Gomez, also a junior. He won the 200 meter dash with a new school record time of 21.94 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he's also been a part of, you know, Isaac Schmidt, also a junior. He breaks the 100-meter school record of 10.79. Maverick actually ran a 10.80 in the preliminary round of the 100 at state.
Wow.
You know, and then them two, they're a part of the 4x1 and 4x2 records that were broken, along with Van Lee and Trey Blumenberg. And those have been broken essentially every meet. They're getting broken super fast times from those guys.
Right. And they're juniors, so they'll be around one more year.
They'll be back. The only senior is Van Lee, and he was actually runner-up in the pole vault. He cleared 14 feet, which is actually ranks fourth in school history, so pretty good year from him. Pretty crazy. You know, we also had a sophomore, Shooter Jones. He broke the triple jump record. He was in by over a foot and a half, he broke it, and that record was back in 1980.
Wow.
Set,
really?
So.
So
what's going on?
Track's a lot of individual stuff, but of course it's a team sport too. So do we have individual coaches that help? Like, I assume pole vault is a unique thing, and sprinters and all that too. They have different coaches that work on just that, don't they?
Yep, they all have different coaches. I know for pole vault, you know, the program's been wildly successful, and Blake Houchin has been the coach for a while.
Yeah.
And so he helps out quite a bit, and now with the new facilities, what is the David R. Demers Track and Field Complex has helped out a ton. And David Demers himself still coaching, you know, here in some capacity for, man, I can't even have the years on the top of my head, 30, 40 years. And so he, you know, he's still helping out coaching with jumps and whatnot. And, you know, there's a lot, you know, Brian Smith still coaching throws, and there's some other coaches there too. So, you know, Ivy now at the University of Idaho, and she was a state champion in shot and all that. And we can, I could talk about that forever. She was one of the most dominant throwers we've ever had here.
Really? So, how about that? Isn't that funny? All these great stories bubble up, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's so many connections you can make, especially with track and field.
Right,
so.
And for a school our size, Sandpoint High School size, we punch above our weight quite a bit with some of the success?
I'd say so. It was, you know, believe it or not, it was kind of a down year for track, even with all these records broken. You know, there's so much that goes into the team scores. We did have a lot of good individuals, but we didn't quite finish near the top in the team standings at districts. But, you know, the thing with track is there's always going to be really good individuals every year, you know, in different events. So never have any... You have a lot to cover.
Right. So in my small school in Forsyth, Montana, there was like, I don't even know, we had 45 in my graduating class. The football coach would always make sure that all the football players went out for track. And so what happened there is you'd have your outstanding athletes, you know, the first place or second placers, but then you'd end up with the fourth and fifth placers because they weren't that good, but they'd still get points for the team.
Oh, sure.
So that was a very successful program that way, because every football player, if you're going to play, you're on that track team. And yes, you're throwing a javelin or whatever you're going to do. It worked out well. And it does seem like there's a good turnout of athletes too, right?
Oh, nearly 100 kids on the track and field team this year. Lots of football players too.
Yeah. Good. So the tradition continues. That's really good. So what else? I mean, Priest River had some success, I saw, and Bonner's Ferry had some success, like always. What else stuck out for you?
You know, Bonner's Ferry senior Helene Ray wins the shot put and the discus. That's pretty impressive. That's a 4A state championship. You know, we had new state champion in the javelin from Priest River, Chase Smith, just a junior. She is the first ever 3A state champion in the javelin in Idaho's recorded history. And we have Braden Lamano, who'll be going to Treasure Valley Community College next year. And he's a state runner-up in the 2 mile and mile. Now, if he's in almost any other classification, he's winning the state championship. But there's a really good runner from North Fremont that had him. But
the nemesis, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of success over there. Nikki Pornchalk breaks the school record. Braden broke the school record in a number of events. You know, he was also a part of the 1600 sprint medley relay that broke the school record. I mean, yeah, Braden broke the 2 mile, 1 mile. Nikki Pornchalk breaks the discus, 158 feet, 5 inches. He gets third at state. Again, a kid who would have probably got runner-up or gold in another division. So
how about that?
3A was kind of stacked this year.
So you lose this in radio, but Max is speaking about all these local athletes off the top of his head. I mean, there's no notes or anything else here. And so he knows it by heart, and he's making sure that all happens. And it's amazing to watch that. It truly, truly is a passion of yours, I can tell, not just a job, for sure.
I want to shout out some baseball here, too. You know, we had Drew Lehman, a senior. He actually had he finished his career with 100 hits. So he's committed to Columbia Basin College, and that's a name to look out for in the college notebooks that I have in there, and then paper. Baseball had a really good year, just unfortunate that Lewiston, now in the district, and they went on and did some pretty good things at state. So
all about timing sometimes, isn't it? And classification too.
I'm going to have to give a shout out to Sandpoint Softball. 7 wins this year. That's the most we've had in a long while. And there's some really, really good freshman pitchers and batters too. We have a lot of young talent. Softball is going to be a program you're going to want to watch over the next couple of years. And with what Logan and Leah, formerly Free, are now doing at the program.
She's awesome. She was awesome back in the day, for sure. Well, thank you for what you do for covering all this, too. It does mean a lot to everybody. And keep up the good work. So, Max, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it. And we'll come back sometime and talk more about how the javelin went from nothing to a couple state champions here. That's amazing how that would be, that they hadn't practiced that before this year. So it's really, really cool. So, again, thanks, Max. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We'll see you next Thursday on the radio. And have a great week. So have a good time.